Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about saying hello. It's a curious thing, isn't it? Going out, I mean. Saying hello to people in the street, chatting across the road and spending the time of day out there in the big wide world with other people, albeit socially distanced, of course. After so long, it seems like forever, not going out much at all except to the Vectus Radio studio twice a week, I find that I have completely forgotten how to say hello. When I was out for a wander last week, it occurred to me just how much of a culture shock it is. For an extended period of time, if I've been out and about, the streets were empty, and to be honest, I was getting quite accustomed to it. There were few people about, and if they were, they looked like they were on a mission to somewhere and just wanted to get on. So the impact of being out and about and seeing people doing ordinary daily things was quite something, and I thought to myself, blimey, I wonder who else is feeling the same. It is nice, isn't it, to see the world around us getting more stabilised. A bit of normality always helps to get us back into the swing of things in a strange way. It made me think about a few years ago when I was unwell and not able to go outside for an extended period of time. And when I eventually got out into the garden, I noticed just how brightly coloured everything was, how beautiful my garden was, and just how green the grass was. I know that might sound odd, but if you think about it, that's not dissimilar from where we are today. I mean, the experience of going out, doing the things we used to do. Maybe we're doing these things in a different way to before, given the restrictions, but we can still do them, which is, in my opinion, rather magnificent. I moved house just before the last lockdown, and obviously nothing was open, so I hadn't had an opportunity to go into any shops there, though I did look through the windows. Last week I went out to some of my local shops for the first time, and yes, I admit I felt rather stressed about it to begin with. It was clear to me that I wasn't the only stressed person out there, not only shoppers, but those running the shops. So many extra rules and regulations to follow and extra things to consider alongside the cost that goes with that. Saying hello to people when you haven't had the need to do that for a while is also an experience too. When I was in a local shop myself and the shopkeeper and me ended up having quite a giggle about this and that, and it was so lovely to be in an environment when it's possible to do that. Don't get me wrong, being able to use technology to stay connected is marvellous. It's truly something to behold. But actually speaking to a person in their presence is something completely different. I found that I'd forgotten how to greet and say goodbye to people, which I found rather odd. But then, as my nana used to say, if you don't use it, you lose it. I think that's really true. The other day, I was chatting with a friend and we were discussing our thoughts about meeting with others and doing the things we used to love, like going out for lunch and go out for afternoon tea and the like, or even just out for a walk. It was a really interesting conversation and it made me think more about the impact of actually meeting others after not being in the physical company of friends and others for a considerable time. We came to the conclusion that it is rather daunting, the whole meeting up with others thing. And I wondered how best to approach it, getting back into the swing of it, as it were. Some people may absolutely relish the thought of going out and socialising, which is fine. However, other people may have strong emotional concerns and anxieties about it. Acknowledging those feelings and dealing with them does take considerable effort and time. So taking things at your own pace, making sure you're comfortable doing things, is something which is so important. Indeed, maybe short outings and greeting others in a minimal way is a great thing to consider. Have a little try. Remember, we all feel things in our own way, and what others may think is okay might not be to us. We're all finding our way collectively back into life. Given the recent events and changes, and a bit of consideration, courtesy and regard for others will give us all some time to reacclimatise ourselves back into the wider world. Be kind, be gentle, and enjoy your time saying hello again. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Until the next time, stay well and be healthy. Hugs from me, Kitty.